It's hung there on the front porch since this old...
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The current round of negotiations for a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas ended a short time ago. The Hamas delegation will leave Cairo tonight to consult with the movement's leadership. This is strikes on the southern edge of the Gaza Strip killed three people overnight. ABC foreign correspondent Tom Sophie Borage has more from Tel Aviv.
Israel indicating it will not accept any hostage deal which would end the war. Hamas studying a proposal which would see an initial six-week pause in the fighting. In a statement, Hamas saying it is considering the Israeli proposal in a, quote, positive spirit, but adding the group is pushing for a definitive end to the war.
Several rivers in Houston at a major flood stage. Hundreds of people rescued from the water as rivers rise to Hurricane Harvey levels. More than 2 feet of rain in some areas of Texas, with more on the way. Oklahoma and Arkansas also could get soaked. It's Easter Sunday for millions of Orthodox Christians worldwide. This is ABC News. An exciting ending to the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs yesterday in Louisville, Kentucky. ABC's Will Clark is there.
A photo finish for Kentucky Derby 150. And once the dust cleared, it was Mystic Dan by a nose, literally, to take the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. The time of the race, just over 2 minutes and 3 seconds. The trainer is Louisville-based Kenny McPeak.
Well, it's been a lot of long days, and, you know, it's never been easy. Seems like, even tomorrow morning, we've got work to do. But, it's pretty darn special.
Over 150,000 fans packed into historic Churchill Downs to take in the milestone running of the Derby. At the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby, Will Clark, ABC Sports.
And Madonna staged the world's largest free concert on Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro in front of a reported record 1.6 million fans. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the news at noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly sunny and 63 degrees in Richland Center. Look for mainly sunny and mild conditions today with a high of 70. Clear and cool tonight with a low of 43. And mostly sunny, mild, and a touch breezy tomorrow with a high of 73. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm. And once again, it is 63 degrees.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Need something for graduations, weddings, or cookouts? On sale, Full Cooks Picnic Hams, 99 cents a pound. Smithfield Small Picnic Hams, $1.29 a pound. Bachler's Fully Cooked Brats, $4 a pound. Old Wisconsin Natural Case Hot Dogs, $7.75 a package. Ribs starting at $2.25. Be sure to check out our cheese cooler for the Pine River cheese spreads and our selection of cheese. Shop at ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays. Don't forget about the Bag Center. On sale, Sunfilm Gold, 30-inch bale wrap, $96. Bunker covers, egg bags, and net wrap also available. Call for pricing, and prices are subject to change.
Today is Sunday, May 5th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is continuing to investigate the incident that occurred in Mount Horeb on Wednesday at approximately 11:11 a.m. A citizen called 911 after witnessing a subject moving towards the Mount Horeb Middle School with a backpack and what appeared to be a long gun. Mount Horeb Police Department officers responded to the school, where they located a subject who matched the description in the area of the middle school east of the main entrance. Officers directed the subject to drop the weapon, but the subject did not comply. The subject pointed the weapon at the officers, after which law enforcement discharged their firearms, striking the subject. Life-saving measures were deployed, but the subject died on the scene. The weapon recovered on the scene was determined to be a Ruger .177 caliber pellet rifle. No law enforcement officers or witnesses were physically injured during the incident. Involved law enforcement remained on administrative leave per agency policy. The involved officers were wearing body cameras. DOG's Division of Criminal Investigation is leading the investigation and is assisted by the Wisconsin State Crime Lab, Wisconsin State Patrol, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Dane County Sheriff's Office, Verona Police Department, Cottage Grove Police Department, Madison Police Department, Monona Police Department, Fitchburg Police Department, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, Greene County Sheriff's Office, Blue Mounds Police Department, Cross Plains Police Department, Shorewood Hills Police Department, DCI Crime Response Specialists, and members of the DCI Digital Evidence Unit. All involved law enforcement are reported to be fully cooperating with the Division of Criminal Investigation. The Division of Criminal Investigation is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney when the investigation concludes. Anti-war protesters at UW-Milwaukee got support from other Milwaukee area students. A group of around 100 Shorewood High School students walked out of classes on Thursday to march just over a mile to join demonstrators at the UWM encampment. Meanwhile, students at Marquette University staged their own protest of the Israel-Hamas war Thursday with a march in downtown Milwaukee. Several Marquette protesters then took cars to the UW-Milwaukee encampment Thursday evening to join the demonstrators there. Organizers of the Marquette protests tell WISN-TV they don't plan on starting their own encampment on the Marquette campus. Crime is going down, but people tell their local leaders public safety is their top concern. Danny Thompson is Waukesha's police chief. He says people should tell candidates this election year to work with local law enforcement.
One is helping training is important. Two is education, getting funding to help educate our kids not to get involved in crime and drugs and things of that nature. And three is that engagement piece and being in partnership with the community.
Law enforcement leaders say more needs to be done for mental health in Wisconsin, Altoona Police Chief Kelly Bacon.
Not only can we have those crisis centers, but we need to have a community approach to make sure that these people are getting the support that they need within their communities.
Thompson and Bacon were speaking with Wisconsin Eye. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has selected Haley Heinzel of Oconomowoc as Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland. In this position, Heinzel will work for the contract year as a full-time communications professional for DATCAP, educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Heinzel will graduate in May of 2024 from the University of Wisconsin-Madison with a degree in life sciences communication. I am so excited and honored to be spending the next year serving as the 77th Alice in Dairyland, the official ambassador of Wisconsin's diverse and abundant agriculture industry, said Heinzel. I am looking forward to connecting Wisconsinites with agriculture, sharing the impact of this vibrant industry both in local communities and across the state, and sharing the stories of the hardworking individuals who dedicate their lives to agriculture every day. Heinzel was selected as the 77th Alice in Dairyland Finals hosted by Door County this weekend. She will begin her term as the 77th Alice in Dairyland on July 8th. She succeeds the 76th Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenau of Poinette, who will continue her current term until the transition in July. Put on your dancing shoes, boots, or whatever you are comfortable in, and come to the Richland Center Community Center today for the Sunday Fun Day Dance. Colleen Polvermacher is one of the organizers and is looking forward to the event.
I just think anytime we can bring people together, this is a free event. It's come and participate at your comfort level, whether you are coming to do the participate and learn the dances and enjoy that, or get a refreshment, share a smile, visit with friends and neighbors. Everybody is welcome to come. And I think events like that draw our community together just to have a fun afternoon together.
The event will feature live music. Dances are called and taught. No experience is necessary, and partners are not required. Colleen Schrader, another organizer of the event, feels that the dancing is great for you.
You hear an awful lot in this community when you've got Leaf with his walk around the world with Grace, and they promote so much about how activity is so important for even in the reduction of cancer. But in all aspects of life, movement is very important. And what does square dancing do? Much more than moving. Yes. Lots of moving with square dancing.
Besides square dancing, other dances featured will include reels, mixers, contras, and waltzes. The Sunday Fun Day Dance will be held today at the Richland Center Community Center from 1 to 4. There will be no cover charge. Free will donations for caller and musicians are appreciated. Concessions will be provided by Keir Sater's Walk with Grace team. WRCO News time is 12:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Turbo's will be closed April 21st through May 7th and will reopen on May 8th. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 63 degrees at 12:15. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Richland County is organized May 1st, 1850. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, records, newspapers, BA-12097, the county organization is made is the title. It was not until the first day of May in 1850 that Richland County was organized. The first meeting of the Board of Supervisors was held at the house of Alex Smith in the town of Richmond, now Orion. At that time, in 1850, the county was divided into but three townships, Buena Vista, Richwood, and Richmond. John Price represented the town of Buena Vista, E. H. Dyer, the township of Richmond, and Adam Byrd, Richwood. The county had no courthouse, nor even a place in which they could transact any amounts of business, so on the second day of May, they made an agreement with Marvin White to rent a house for $90 a year for the use of county officials. The officials were without books, without stationery, and had no official supplies, so the board instructed Marvin White, then the Register of Deeds, to purchase any necessary supplies that would enable the officials to carry on their business. A June session of the board was held, and the town of Rockbridge was ordered to be added to the other three. Towns, as a county unit, county officers were paid but small salaries. The county judge, who was J.W. Coffinberry, was given $10 a year, and the district attorney, John Moreland, received $50 a year. In 1851, the assessors found the county to have a total value for taxation of $107,435. That's, of course, round figures when you talk about Buena Vista being valued at $44,000, Richmond valued at $45,000, Richwood valued at $15,000, and Rockbridge valued at $3,500. Recognized now by 1851, there were four townships instead of three, with Rockbridge being added. The first act of the new board, that of the supervisors in November of 1850, allowed James Laws to establish a ferry across the Wisconsin River at Briggsville. Later it was to be known as Laws Landing, and it now is known as Riverview. Before the county could be organized in 1850, it was necessary then to elect county officers in the April election that year with the held positions of county officials. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Richland Club women planning a county museum.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 12:19. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Sunday, May 5th. Bonnie Jean Bonita Williams, 69, of Baraboo, died April 27th at home after a long illness. Funeral services will be held at 2 tomorrow at Baldwin Funeral Services in Baraboo. Burial will be held in Walnut Hill Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at Baldwin Funeral Services tomorrow from 1 until the time of service at 2. Survivors of Bonnie Williams include 3 children, Chadrick Martin Shell, Nicholas Richard LeBrun, Aunt Melinda Lynn Williams, 1 grandson, 4 brothers, Laverne, Gary, Dean, and Ronald Williams, 4 sisters, Naomi and Bruce Wilterdink, Susan Williams, Edith Williams, and Betty Cartwright. Many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and grandnieces, grandnephews, and other relatives and friends. Bonnie Jean Bonita Williams, 69, of Baraboo. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at UW Health Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite band to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremy is survived by his parents, Sally and Eric Larson of Richland Center, 3 children, Anna and Ira Turner, Brooklyn, and Zachary Larson, 4 stepsons, Kelvin Smith, Tristan Kuntz, and Gavin and Bryce Hill, 2 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Ryan and Angela Larson of Lone Rock, and Dustin and Lacey Larson of Richland Center, and nephews. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died Thursday from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life and visitation will be held on Monday, May 13th, from 3 to 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Survivors of Ruth Bristol include 2 sons, David and Echo Bristol of Richland Center, and Jeff Bristol of Richland Center, 9 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, 4 brothers, Leo and Karen Manning, Gary Manning, Tom Manning, and Roscoe Bud Manning, 2 brothers-in-law, Bob and Jan Bristol, and Jim and Barb Bristol, to sisters-in-law, Mary Butler and Don Gaines, and Sue Bristol, many other family and friends, Ruth Ann Bristol, 80 of Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Schmidt Woodland Hills wants you to join our team and become part of a family where your contributions are recognized, appreciated, and celebrated. Here, teamwork isn't just a buzzword, it's the cornerstone of everything we do. With competitive wages, comprehensive benefits, and opportunities for growth and advancement, Schmidt Woodland Hills isn't just a job, it's a fulfilling career where you can make a meaningful difference every single day. If you're a CNA who values teamwork, dedication to quality, and making a positive impact in the lives of others, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the place for you. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we believe that every resident deserves the highest standard of care, and that starts with our dedicated CNAs. Apply now and join our team of compassionate professionals. Together, we're redefining excellence in long-term care. Call Tyler Kleist at 608-647-8931 to become a part of the team.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some delightful spring conditions across the region with high pressure settling in, bringing us all the blue sky and seasonal temperatures along with light winds. Tomorrow also looks pleasant, although turning a touch breezier as a low-pressure system out in the Plains States draws a little bit closer. That should spread some rain across the region late Monday night and Tuesday, with several waves of showers and thunderstorms. We could see some fairly substantial rain amounts once again, perhaps on the order of a 3/4 inch to an inch. Locally, higher totals not out of the question. That system kind of stalls out in the Midwest through about Thursday, so some additional chances of rain, especially Wednesday night into Thursday. Breezy conditions, too, as low pressure slides by just to the south of us. Temperatures will be just slightly below normal late this week, but we should overall dry out with more sunshine hours mixing in toward Friday and Saturday. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Look for mainly sunny conditions. High temperature close to 70. The wind variable at 3 to 9 miles per hour. Clear and cool tonight, low 43. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild, and a bit breezy, high near 73. The wind southeasterly around 15 miles an hour. Monday night, clouding over and breezy, with a 50% chance of showers developing well after midnight, low at 54. Tuesday, variably cloudy, breezy, and mild. A few periods of showers and thunderstorms likely, with highs in the mid-70s. As we head into Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy, low temperature 49 with a high of 71. Showers likely by Wednesday evening, possibly a thunderstorm. Thursday, breezy and cooler with occasional showers. Low near 50, high of 60. Friday, partly cloudy and breezy with a slight chance of a shower late in the afternoon. Low 43, high in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower later in the day. Low 41 with a high near 66. Enjoy that sunshine. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts, Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 64 degrees after a morning low of 39. Yesterday's high was 68 and we received 18.107 inches of rain. Record high set back in 1949 is 96 degrees with a record low of 26 set back in 1967. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 58. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:08 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:48. Winds are out of the southwest at around 3 to 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.08, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 64 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Bring your sunscreen as you enjoy the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. So much to do and see on Saturday, May 18th at Railroad Park. Visit the Leo Club food stand, arts and craft show, various food vendors, and Bartle's chainsaw carving. Pop over to Pickering Park to see Tiny Acres Farm Petting Zoo and so much more. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries and Grant County Economic Development, for being proud sponsors of the festival.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
In high school sports, Riverdale hosted the Ginger Morey Track Invitational yesterday in Muscadet. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Richland Center girls track team won the Ginger Morey Invitational track meet held at Riverdale Saturday. They scored 120 points. Riverdale finished second at 118. North Crawford was third. Ithaca Weston was fourth with 101. New Lisbon was fifth among the eight teams. In the boys, North Crawford was first with 150. New Lisbon second, 143. Richland Center was third with 108. And Riverdale was fourth with 90. Oneewoke Center was fifth. Ithaca Weston finished 7th. Here's a look at some of the girls' results from the local teams. Riverdale's 4x8 finished 1st. Olivia Meese, Ellie Hudson, Jenna Wheatonen, and Mallory Meese. Richland Center was 2nd. Shanice Anderson, Clarice Possen, Rachel Waterfall, and Grace Fretz. Gretchen Buchholz was 1st in the 100-meter hurdles for the Riverdale Chieftains with a time of 17:18. Kaylee Peterson of Ithaca Weston was 1st in the 100-meter dash. Kaylee Miller took 2nd for Ithaca Weston as well. Riverdale's Mallory Meese was 2nd in the 1600 run on Saturday at Riverdale. Ithaca Weston's 4x2 relay team finished 2nd. Maggie Kirshner, Leah Puig, Jasmine Meyer, and Aubrey Cook ran that. Clarice Possen of Richland Center was 3rd in the 400 dash at Riverdale. Also, Ithaca Weston's 4x1 relay team was 1st. Aubrey Cook, Kaylee Miller, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. Tristan Peterson was 1st in the 300-meter hurdles with a time of 55:57. Ellie Hudson was 4th in the 800-meter run. Ithaca Weston's Kaylee Peterson took 1st in the 200-meter dash with a time of 27:90. Aubrey Cook, also of Ithaca Weston, finished 2nd. Jenna Wheatonen of Riverdale was 1st in the 3200 run. Rachel Waterfall of Richland Center finished 2nd.
The Riverdale 4x4 relay team was first. Mallory Meese, Olivia Meese, along with Gretchen Buchholz and Riley Beers with a time of 4:35.44. Richland Center was second. Danica Pauls, Shanice Anderson, Grace Fretz, and Clarice Possen ran that. Kaylee Miller, Ithaca Weston, was first in the high jump. Riverdale's Gretchen Buchholz second in that event. And then Richland Center's Grace Fretz and Danica Pauls finished third and fourth. Danica Pauls won the pole vault with a 10-3 vault. Kaylee Carter Riverdale was second. It was Soleil Ewing of Richland Center finishing first in the long jump. Tristan Peterson, Ithaca Weston, was third. Soleil Ewing was first in the triple jump with a 35.750. Ithaca Weston's Aubrey Cook finished second. Haley Schneider Riverdale was third. Madeline Huber took first in the discus throw for Richland Center. Riverdale's Kayla McCorkle was second. And Madeline Huber was first in the shot put throw as well with a 34.6 throw in the final. In the boys' events, Richland Center's 4x8 was first. Harrison Carpenter, Robert Budden, Kiernan Culver, and Ryan Stadler ran that for the Hornets. In other boys' events, Riverdale's Tim Bailey was first in the 100-meter dash with an 11-second time. Also, it was a first-place finish for Richland Center's Malachi Fretz in the 1600 with a 4:41.31. Clayton Lee, Ithaca Weston, finished second, and Ryan Stadler, Richland Center, was third in that event. The RC 4x2 relay team was first. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper. Tim Bailey of Riverdale again finished first in the 400-meter dash. Riverdale's Noah Arrington was second, and the Chieftains' Braden Goodweiler was third. 1-2-3 for the Chieftains in the 400. In the 4x1, Richland Center first. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper with a time of 47.19. Richland Center's Harrison Carpenter was fifth in the 800. Tim Bailey of Riverdale first in the 200-meter dash with a time of 22.93. Noah Arrington finished third for the Chieftains. Clayton Lee first in the 3200 with a time of 10.53.28. Kiernan Culver, Richland Center, was second. The 4x4 Hornets finished first. Grayson Banker, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, and Malachi Fretz, their time 3:43.37. Riverdale's Dietrich Buchholz was third in the high jump. Richland Center's Devin Woodhouse was second in the pole vault behind Liam Elton of North Crawford. Grayson Banker of Richland Center took third. Ithaca Weston's Carrick Thompson was fourth. For the Richland Center Hornets, Duncan Harper second in long jump. Riverdale's Drayton Deglow was fourth in the discus throw. And Teague Perkins, Richland Center, finished first in the shot put with a throw of 44.9. Riverdale's Drayton Deglow finished fourth at Ginger Maury on Saturday.
Thanks, Phil. And in girls softball at Riverdale High School yesterday was the Riverdale Quad. And in the first game that was played, it was Riverdale beating Waniwok Center by a score of 6-3. In the second game, it was Pecatonica defeating Nakusa by a score of 11-1, and Riverdale took the quad by defeating Pecatonica by a score of 6-0. Also in girls softball action yesterday, Reedsburg beat Portage by a score of 9-3. It was Auburndale over River Valley 11-3. And then also Toma defeated Menominee Falls by a score of 8-7. In high school baseball action, Darlington defeated Boscobel by a score of 11-1. It was Wisconsin Dells over Wautoma 14-2 in 5 innings. In the Woodside Sports Complex, Mauston Triangular, in the first game it was Mauston beating Royal by a score of 7-0. Also in that tournament it was Royal beating Mondovi by a score of 5-4. And it was Baldwin Woodville defeating that was Mauston defeating Mondovi by a score of 2-1. Also, in high school baseball, Boscobel beat Hillsboro by a score of 7-6. Sauk Prairie defeated River Valley 8-0. In the Baldwin-Woodville quadrangular, it was Aliva Strum defeating Viroqua by a score of 9-2. And also in that quadrangular, it was Baldwin Woodville defeating Viroqua 9-6. In soccer action, it was River Valley beating Madison County Day, Abundant Life Christian, and St. Ambrose by a score of 5-1, and Sauk Prairie beat Toma 10-0. Nico Horner hit his first career leadoff home run. Christopher Morel hit his third homer in as many games, and Patrick Wisdom sent one into the stands as the Chicago Cubs beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-5 yesterday. Chicago tied its first divisional series of the year at one apiece in manager Craig Counsell's first series against his former team. Brewers manager Pat Murphy also returned to the dugout after serving a two-game suspension for his role in a brawl with Tampa Bay on Tuesday. Milwaukee came within one twice late in the game. And the Brewers are looking to take that series from the Cubs today at Wrigley Field. First pitch for that contest will be at 1:20, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 12:45. Other games that will be going on in the majors today include the Blue Jays at the Nationals, the Rockies at the Pirates, the Yankees will be hosting the Tigers, the Rays hosting the Mets, it'll be the Angels at the Guardians, the Rangers at the Royals, the Astros hosting the Mariners, the Red Sox at the Twins, Cardinals will be hosting the White Sox, the Marlins at the Athletics, the Dodgers hosting the Braves, the Orioles will be at the Reds, the Diamondbacks will be hosting the Padres, and in Sunday night baseball action, it will be the Phillies hosting the Giants. Anthony Edwards scored a playoff career high 43 points. Naz Reid had 14 of his 16 in the fourth quarter, and the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the defending NBA champion and Denver Nuggets 106-99 in Game 1 of the second round series last night. Edwards was unstoppable in the first half, scoring 25 points, and Reid took over in the fourth quarter. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Denver, 3 days after undergoing knee surgery. Timberwolves coach Chris Finch was on the bench in the second row next to the scorer's table and behind assistant coach Mike Anori, who did the instructing, roaming, and switching. Two-time NBA MVP Nikola Jokic had 32 points, 8 rebounds, and 9 assists for Denver. Okay, and also in NBA action today, it will be the Cavaliers hosting the Magic. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Marker 203, the gas gauge leaning on the edge of it, and I'll be dang if the rain ain't pouring down. There's something smoking underneath the hood, it's a banging and a clanging, and it can't be good. And it's another 50 miles to the nearest town. Everything I own's in the back in a hefty bag. I'm out of cigarettes and I'm down to my last rag. I sure hate to break down here. Nothing off the head or in the rearview mirror. Out in the middle of nowhere, nowhere. I'm in trouble if these wheels stop rolling. I was with him now. I made it this far without
50,000 miles ago, before the bad blood and busted radio, you said I was all you'd ever need. But love is blind, and little did I know you were just another dead end road, paved with pretty lies and broken dreams.
From 2004, that was Julie Roberts with Breakdown Here. And I just wanted to mention a few events that are coming up shortly, coming up at the top of the hour. First of all, the 80 German Warehouse public tours are underway today. They began today for the season. And tours, there were already a couple tours, but there's going to be another tour coming up at 1 and then another one at 2. Cost of a tour is $20 per person. The tour season will run through Sunday, October 6th. Also, there is a preseason meeting for gardeners in the River Valley area, Community Gardens, and that's going on at 1 today. And also coming up at the top of the hour at 1, a Sunday Fun Day dance will be held, and that's going on until 4, at from 1 to 4, at the Richland Center Community Center. There is no cover charge, but donations will be accepted for the caller and musicians. Concessions will be provided by the Cure Satyrs Walk with Grace team.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Are you ready to challenge your taste buds? Come join us on Saturday, May 18th at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. Driftless area and local Wisconsin beer samples will be available at Sportsman's Lounge, Patio 111, North Wisconsin Avenue, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Samples will be served in souvenir mushroom glasses, 10 samples for $15. Following will be the 3 p.m. Spring Mystery Parade along Wisconsin Avenue, with the UW Marching Band performing at Mushroom Headquarters from 3:45 to 4:30. Thank you, Muscadet Fitness Center, Muscadet Laundromat, and Wisconsin Distributors, being proud sponsors of the festival.
She left out of Leeville,
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive. 100.9 WRCO.
Stars are with my band up on a stage. For a while, everything's okay. For some, it's a fast car, moonshine in a mason jar, and everybody has their way somehow to escape reality. Yes, sometimes life ain't all it is cracked up to be. So let's take a chance and live this fantasy. Everybody needs to break free from reality. Oh. Yes, some days it's a bitch, it's a bummer. We need a rock and roll show in the summer to let the music take us away, take our minds to a better place. We feel that sense of freedom. Leave our worries behind, we don't need them. All we need is a sunny day and an old tailgate, and we'll escape reality. Yes, sometimes life ain't all that it's cracked up to be. So let's take a chance and live this fantasy. Cause everybody needs to break free. Set your soul free. Let's take a carpet ride. We'll leave it all behind.
Sounds like waiting. about her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance. A steel guitar will steal her heart if anything can. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, and right here's where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. Gotta find her.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Mainly sunny and mild today with a high of 70. Clear and cool tonight with a low of 43. Mostly sunny tomorrow, mild and a touch breezy with a high of 73. Winds will be southeast 10 to 17.